capital descent from Abraham. It was not enough to be Abraham's natural seed. They must be also of Abram's faith. If ye were Abram's children, you would do the works of Abraham. And then to these men who boasted that God was their national possession, he delivers a severe and awful judgment. Ye are of your father the devil. In the midst of this exchange, Jesus laid down a principle. Listen. Whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. God will save and deliver from sin, but there is no circumstance, Jewish or Christian, in which some people have special permission to sin. The Jew had much advantage over the Gentile, but that advantage was to make him holy, not haughty and hypocritical. Let me read that again. The Jew had much advantage over the Gentile, but that advantage was to make him holy, not haughty, and hypocritical. Question number two. You think Paul handled that one pretty well?
Yeah.
Question number two. Well, what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? That's the second question. God had entered into covenant with Abraham and had confirmed the covenant with Isaac, Jacob, and Jacob's sons, the children of Israel. It was a great advantage to be born into this covenant line. The great danger, however, was to depend on the circumstance of natural birth as a guarantee of acceptance with God and fail to have a personal, vital faith in the God of covenant. You ever heard that before? Some of you covenant people? Isn't that amazing, the parallels? You know, I'm thinking about some things.
Yeah, I know you.
The historical fact was that some did not believe. In fact, the sum, or the word sum, represents a great number. For the real believers in Israel referred to as a remnant. Did this unbelief on the part of some cancel the faithfulness of God? Later in the epistle, Paul shows how the unbelief of the Jewish majority did not alter the purpose of God. There had always been a remnant, and there was at this present time also a remnant. And the true all Israel shall be saved. No unbelief did not nullify the faithfulness of God. Now, verse 4, how does he answer? God forbid, yea, let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings and mightest overcome when thou art judged. Paul does not stop to deal with God's condemnation of the Jews in the light of the covenant promises. This he does in chapters 9 to 11. All he does here is clearly state that God is always true. Even if the assertion of God's truth makes of every man a liar. This is strong language. But it is intended to underline the absolute integrity of God. He then quotes David's acknowledgement of the justice of God in condemning him for his sin. David did not try to excuse himself or claim special privilege. God was right in what he did and stood vindicated in the courts of ultimate rightness. All Paul does here, and listen, let me say this to you. There are times this is all you can do, is fall back and affirm the sovereign right of God to insist on the integrity of his word. Do you know one of the first discoveries you make as a leader is that you don't have all the answers? And that you, as well as the people that you are talking to, must have a healthy regard for God's sovereign right not to tell you everything. So that it boils down to not, do I understand all God's ways, but do I trust God's character? You hear me?
Yeah.
A lot of things I don't understand about God. But I have a profound respect for God's character. I just believe that God cannot lie. And he knows what he's doing. See, it isn't what you believe, it's whom you believe. All right, question three. Now they're getting nasty. But if our unrighteousness commend the righteousness of God, what shall we say? Is God unrighteous who takes vengeance? I speak as a man. Paul now shows how the human mind, warped by wickedness, can reach the point where it charges God with being unrighteous in his exercise of righteousness. Since human unrighteousness serves to advertise and glorify God's righteousness by contrast, then why should God judge the one who renders his righteousness conspicuous? Now, you're not going to believe what I'm going to tell you. But right in our own day, I have personal knowledge of a non-charismatic sect of extreme Calvinists living in a certain country with branches in America who believe that to prove the righteousness of God and the forgiveness of God, they must deliberately indulge in every kind of impropriety to glorify the grace of God and express their liberty. I'm just reporting, as I've been told by them. Now, Paul doesn't even condescend to fuss with this. And there's a lesson. Sometimes you and I indicate our vulnerability when we come down to discuss with some warped mind something that is not going to be resolved in the discussion. And your best position, knows, I watched Jesus. Jesus had a great way of handling questions. I watched Rush Dooney down the University of San Diego handling questions. Ruth and I were amused. After he got through speaking, he said, I'll take questions. Well, some of the questions were very bright, and he gave equally bright answers. Some of the questions were kind of dumb. Now, I think that I might have been inclined to get a little irritated at the dumb question. I don't know really what I would have done with it. I can't remember how I handled dumb questions. But I admired the way he handled it. He listened to the question, and he picked up something of usefulness in the question. Of course, he had the pulpit, you see. And he restated the question in the manner in which he wanted to answer it. And gave a very brilliant question to the revised answer to the revised question. And I watched Jesus the way he answered questions, you know. They come up to him, you know, by what authority doest thou these things? Well, you don't have to answer all the questions. You're not permanently on the spot. You're not God's encyclopedia. Well, Jesus said, you want to know? Well, let me ask you one, then I'll answer this one. John's baptism. Let's talk about that. Was it of God or was it of man? And he said, excuse us, Rabbi. After a little conference. Well, that's a hard one, isn't it? If we say John's baptism was of God, you'll say, why didn't you get baptized? And if we say it isn't of God, these people all believe John's a prophet, they'll kill us. What do you think we should do? Just tell them we don't know? Rabbi, we don't know. He said, neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. Now, wasn't that marvelous? Now, what would you and I have done? Yeah, call fire down from heaven. That's about it. Paul dismisses this with the words, God forbid. This kind of talk renders the whole matter of divine justice a farce. It destroys the very nature of law and penalty. This same argument is to appear again in a different context in chapter 6. God's judgments are righteous, and he's going to judge the world. There's some things you don't bother answering because they're so warped, they're so distorted. Question 4, in verses 7 and 8. Again, if the truth of God brings him all the greater honor because of my falsehood, why should I any longer be condemned as a sinner? Why not indeed do evil as good may come, as some libelously reported me as saying? To condemn such men as these is surely no injustice. Now, this is much like question 3. Paul takes the argument a step further. If my falsehood serves to make prominent the truth of God, am I not doing God a service, which certainly should not be condemned? Not only that, but wouldn't it follow that the more I do evil, the more conspicuous is God's good? Such talk is beneath contempt, and those who engage in it are justly condemned. Okay? So much then for the whole matter of the three kinds of sinners. Now tonight we'll move into something, a summary of this, and start to move into the righteousness of God. That's where joy reigns. I want to just say to you once more that I wish you wouldn't neglect this section. I'm glad we've had it in this setting. You imagine having it in a larger audience. And that says something that I'm not sure makes me feel that all fired comfortable. Have I so titillated my people with the kinds of things that bless them that they are incapable of sitting down to hear some good, solid presentation of the kind of thing that isn't going to, quote, bless you? You know, as I told you last night, I'm busy reading. Now, this Gary fellow, every time I come to town, he upsets me by sticking a book in my hand. And he knows my love for Spurgeon, and he gave me this book on Spurgeon. And I've just about got it finished, Gary. But I've had men say, because I was a reader of Spurgeon as a young man, I read and read Spurgeon. And people ask me, how do you identify yourself? Well, I would say that I'm a charismatic Spurgeonic Baptist. And that's coming pretty close to what I am. But I've had many men say, you know, I can't read Spurgeon. And I'll tell you why you can't read Spurgeon. When Spurgeon was 3 years old, living in his grandparents' home, he got up into his grandfather's well-supplied study, and he hadn't learned to read yet, but he got Fox's Book of Martyrs down and all the books with pictures, and he spent hours just devouring the pictures. By the time he was 5, he was an avid reader and used to read the Bible at family devotions. And from that time on, he immersed himself. His brother said that when every other kid was doing something, you'd find that Charles would be immersed, not in funny papers, he would be immersed in the great Puritan writer. Now, I'm amazed. This book has been an eye-opener to me. I thought I'd read everything about Spurgeon. But this book shows me that while Spurgeon never had the kind of formal education that we put so much weight on, Spurgeon, from the time he was 5 years old, was daily immersed in the great theological writings of the Puritans. He was a massive theologian. Now, when he preached, man, he didn't preach a 20-minute pep talk. You sit down and read a message by Spurgeon. I dare you. And I think we need to. Now, I realize it's 100 years ago, and you've got to take that into consideration. It's a different day. But I think that much of our preaching and teaching today is designed to titillate and bless and keep the people happy instead of teaching them, instructing them. It is said of the Puritans that there were giants in those days. But do you know that little children were taught to sit for 6 and 7 hours while Puritan divines taught? You read Gill, and then you read Watson, and you read John Owen. Rather, it would take them 6 hours to preach those sermons. Now, I'm not saying we do that. I'm just saying that we've gone too far the other way. Cogitations of David, the son of Jesse, are ended.
Quick break for 10 minutes. We'll be right back.
A friend and fellow laborer in the Lord.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Muchas gracias.
Vamos a volver al los versículos que leíamos el primer día.
Let's return to the verses that we read that very first day.
En Juan capítulo 15.
In John chapter 15.
Versículo 16.
Verse 16. John chapter 15, verse 16. 15, 16, ¿verdad? I will read this to you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you.
Una cosa entre paréntesis.
Okay, I want to say just something in parentheses now, a little aside.
Respecto de la comunicación.
In respect to communication.
Estaba en Argentina.
I was in Argentina.
Y un niño me dijo,
and a little boy said to me,
qué terrible es estudiar inglés.
How terrible it is to study English.
Y todo es por culpa de Babel.
And the whole thing is because of the problem of the Tower of Babel.
Estoy procurando hablar un poco de la base para la evangelización.
I'm trying to speak a little bit here about the basis for good evangelization.
Cuando terminaba el primer día aquí,
when I ended up the first day here,
estuve compartiendo un poco de mi experiencia.
I was sharing with you a little bit out of my own experience.
Respecto de cómo el Señor tuvo que hablarme para indicarme una nueva forma de estrategia.
Letting you know how the Lord had to deal with me and talk to me to show me a new strategy.
Y al estudiar un poco sobre eso,
and upon studying a little bit more about this,
me di cuenta que Dios no es muy activista.
I realized that God is not a great activist.
Sino él se basa en principios sólidos.
But rather he bases himself on firm foundations and principles.
Yo era muy activista.
I was a really active person, a real activist.
Quería estar ocupado bastante.
I wanted to be very busy.
Hacer muchas cosas.
I wanted to do a lot of things.
Y con eso yo creía que estaba sirviendo bien a Dios.
And by being very active, I thought I was really serving God.
Pero un día el Señor me dijo,
but one day the Lord told me,
estás dando palos en el aire.
You are just giving blows in the air.
Y yo dije, Señor, estoy haciendo muchas cosas.
But I said, Lord, I'm doing a lot of things.
Pero él me dice, está dando palos en el aire.
He said, nonetheless, you are just beating the air.
Así que leí esa palabra de Pablo.
And so I read this word from Paul.
En Corintios.
In Corinthians.
Que dice, yo corro.
Which says, I run.
No como a la aventura.
No, as just by chance.
Y peleo.
I fight.
No como golpeando el aire.
Not just boxing the air.
Y eso me dio una idea.
And that gave me the idea.
Debe haber algo específico.
I should do something more specific.
Algo concreto que Dios quiere que hagamos.
Something very concrete that God would want us to do.
Entonces, tenemos que ver algunas cosas respecto de la iglesia.
So then we have to see certain things with respect to the church.
Tenemos una realidad.
We have a reality.
Y es esta.
And it's this.
El Señor dice, no me elegiste vosotros a mí.
The Lord says, you didn't choose me.
Yo os elegí a vosotros.
But rather, I chose you.
Y os he puesto.
And I have placed you.
Para que vayáis y llevéis fruto.
So that you go forth and so that you bear fruit.
Y vuestro fruto permanezca.
And your fruit will remain.
Al principio en la iglesia esto funcionó.
And at the first, the church functioned this way.
Por una razón muy sencilla.
For a very simple reason.
La iglesia era normal.
The church was normal.
¿Y por qué era normal?
And why was it normal?
¿Porque eran perfectos todos?
Because everyone was perfect?
No.
Of course not.
La iglesia.
Very good.
La iglesia era normal porque era una sola.
The church was normal because it was one in unity.
Y porque estaba basada en los principios de Dios.
And because it was based on the principles of God.
Jesús había dicho a los discípulos.
Jesus had said to the disciples.
Vayan y hagan discípulos.
You go out and make disciples.
A todas las naciones.
In every nation.
Bautizándoles.
Baptizing them.
Enseñándoles todas las cosas que yo les he mandado.
And teaching them everything that I taught you.
Y voy a estar con ustedes.
And I'm going to be with you in that.
Evidentemente que toda promesa del Señor.
Evidently, every promise of God.
Está basada en un principio.
Is based on a principle.
Y a nosotros siempre nos gustó ver las promesas.
We always want to see the promises.
Aparte de los principios.
But apart from the principles.
Y eso no resulta.
And that doesn't turn out very well.
Nos desespera.
It causes us desperation, in fact.
Ahora, Dios tiene dos trabajos.
Now, God has two jobs.
Con la iglesia.
With the church.
Y con el mundo.
And with the world.
Al principio era un trabajo.
At first it was just one work,
Dios
one
tenía
job.
La base.
God had the basis.
Que era la iglesia.
Which was the basis.
Una sola dirección.
One single direction to go in.
Pero cuando la iglesia se desvió.
But when the church got off the rails.
Dios tuvo un mayor trabajo.
Then God had a larger task on his hands.
Y hoy día tenemos que ver las cosas en dos perspectivas.
And today we should see things from two perspectives.
Hacia la iglesia.
Toward the church.
Y hacia el mundo.
And we ought to look toward the world.
Son dos trabajos que tenemos que hacer.
There are two jobs that we have to do
al
now.
Al cual Dios nos llama.
And God is calling us to this.
El enemigo usó una estrategia muy sutil.
The enemy used a very subtle strategy.
Poniendo desarmonía en el cuerpo de Cristo.
Putting, injecting disharmony in the body of Christ.
Si ustedes quieren causar problemas.
If you want to cause problems.
Solo poner desarmonía.
All you have to do is stick in a little bit of disharmony.
En cualquier grupo.
In any group.
Es poner desarmonía.
Just put in a disharmony.
Y ya está todo desarreglado.
And then everything gets out of whack.
El enemigo no vino con mucho estruendo.
The enemy didn't come around with a bunch of pomp and circumstance.
A él le gusta lo sutil.
He prefers to be very subtle.
Y vez tras vez siempre ha querido meter la desarmonía.
And he has always wanted to stick in disharmony wherever he could.
Entonces, en lo que leíamos en Juan 17.
So what we read in John 16:17, I should say.
Da la impresión de que Jesús tenía anticipadamente una preocupación.
It gives the impression that Jesus perhaps in anticipation had a little bit of a concern.
Por eso oró al Padre.
And so for this reason he prayed to the Father.
Padre, que estos que me has dado sean uno.
I pray, Father, that these you've given me, let them be one, please.
Para que el mundo crea.
So that the world will believe.
Y no solo ellos, sino los que han de creer por la palabra de ellos.
But not only these right now, but those who will believe later. Please let it be for them as well.
Que sean uno.
Let them be one.
Parece una cosa muy simple.
It seems like a very simple thing.
Pero es una cosa muy grande.
But it's a very important thing.
A Satanás le asusta la unidad.
Satan is frightened by unity.
Porque toda la obra de Dios está hecha en unidad.
Because all of the work of God is made in unity.
Desde el principio.
From the beginning.
Hagamos al hombre.
Let's make man.
Nos da un concepto de unidad.
He gives us a concept in that very thing of unity.
Y cuando Cristo viene,
and when Christ comes,
parece que todo se concentra en él.
It seems like everything is concentrated in him.
Hasta ese momento había muchas cosas que se hacían.
Until this time, there were many things that were being done.
Había mucha religiosidad.
But there was a lot of religiosity.
Estaba todo el aparato religioso.
There was a whole apparatus of religion, to be sure.
Pero cuando aparece Cristo,
but when Jesus appears,
Dios se cambia de lugar.
God changes his place.
Y Jesús dice, destruid este templo.
And Jesus says, you destroy this temple.
Ahora aquí está concentrado todo el poder de Dios.
Here is concentrated all the power of God.
Él encontró la base verdadera.
He found the true basis, the true foundation.
Ahora Jesús, al verse con toda la potencialidad de Dios,
now, with all the potentiality, all the power of God,
él no comienza a hacer cosas extravagantes.
He didn't begin, even with this great power, to do extravagant things all over the place.
Simplemente comienza a expresar lo que hay de Dios en él.
He simply begins to express what there is of God in him.
Por ejemplo.
For example.
Hasta ese momento a Dios se le había visto como el Dios grande, tremendo.
Until this time, God had been seen as something tremendous and grand up there.
Lejano,
a God very far out there.
Un Dios imposible de llegar a él.
A God impossible to reach.
Pero de pronto Jesús viene y comienza a usar otro lenguaje.
But when Jesus comes, he begins to use another type of language.
¿Y él dice, Padre?
He says, Father.
Él comienza a expresar lo que había en él.
He begins to express what is in him.
Y eso era el atractivo.
And this was the very attractiveness of Jesus.
Lo que quiero decir es que Jesús no hizo mucho activismo.
What I want to tell you is that Jesus wasn't a great activist. He didn't do a lot of things.
Su propósito era ganar al mundo.
His purpose was to win the world.
Y es una cosa, parece contradictoria.
It seems like it might be a kind of contradictory thing to you.
Que cuando se le juntaba mucha gente,
that when a lot of people get together,
Jesús no estaba tan contento.
Jesus was not all that content.
Porque él sabía que no todos le iban a entender.
Because he knew full well that not everyone was going to really be able to understand him.
Él conocía a la gente.
He knew the people.
Si nosotros tenemos una gran multitud,
when we have a large group surrounding us,
nos sentimos grandes líderes.
We feel like great leaders.
Y decimos, qué buen líder que soy.
And we say, what a great leader am I.
Porque tengo tanta gente.
Because I have such a great group
Soy
of people.
Famoso.
I'm famous.
Pero Jesús no veía así las cosas.
But Jesus just didn't see things that way.
De repente tiene 15 o 20 mil personas.
He has 15 or 20 people.
Porque habla de 5 mil hombres.
Because he speaks of 5,000 people.
Y él no está tan contento.
And he's not so
tiene
content.
Compasión de la gente.
He has a lot of compassion on large multitudes, to
le
be sure.
Ama a la gente.
He loves the people.
Pero lo que él quiere, dar,
but what he wants to give
no puede ser transmitido a toda esa gente.
Can't be transmitted to all this vast multitude.
Él les sana.
He heals them.
Hace milagros.
He does miracles among
les alimenta.
Them. He feeds them.
Y después está cansado.
And afterwards is tired.
Y se va a descansar.
And he goes to rest.
Y la gente lo busca.
And the people look after him and try to follow him.
Y él dice, ¿por qué me busca?
And he says to them, why are you looking for me?
Interesante pregunta.
Interesting question.
Ustedes me buscan no porque vieron la señal de Dios.
You look for me not because you saw the sign of God,
sino porque tienen el estómago.
Because you've got your bellies full.
La gente es como los niños.
People are like kids.
Usted le da un pan con mermelada.
You give them bread and jam.
Y los niños hacen así.
And the children just go like this, gulp it down.
Quieren comer la mermelada.
They want to eat the jam off the bread. The jam is really tasty.
Y la mamá dice, tienes que comer el pan.
And mama says, you've got to eat the bread too.
No, yo quiero la mermelada.
And the kid says, no, I want the jam, Mom.
Es más rica.
It's more tasty.
Jesús dice, ahora tienen que saber una cosa.
Jesus says, now you've got to learn something.
El pan vivo descendió del cielo.
The bread which is alive has descended from on high.
Yo soy el pan vivo.
I am the bread of life.
Y el que me come a mí.
And he who eats of me
nunca más tendrá hambre.
Will never more have hunger.
Y el que de mí bebe no tendrá sed jamás.
And he who drinks of me will not thirst any longer.
Era una palabra dura.
It was a hard word.
Y la gente comenzó a irse.
And the people began to depart from him after that.
Le quedan los 12.
And 12 remained.
Y le dice a los 12, ¿quieren irse ustedes también?
And he says to the 12 of them, would you like to go too?
La pregunta es, ¿qué pretende Jesús?
What's Jesus looking for? What's he after?
¿No es el Jesús de amor?
Isn't he the Jesus of love?
¿No viene a salvar al mundo?
Didn't he come to save the whole world?
Y ahora no le importa si la gente se va.
And now it doesn't seem like it matters to him if people go.
Hay una cosa importante.
But here's an important thing we have to note here.
Jesús venía a levantar un nuevo pueblo.
Jesus had come to bring into being a new people.
No en base a los criterios humanos.
Not on the basis of human criteria.
Sino en base a los principios que él venía estableciendo.
No, rather on the basis of the principles which he had come to establish.
Esto nos tiene que enseñar una cosa.
This has to teach us something.
Por mucho tiempo en la iglesia nosotros procuramos hacer cosas.
For a long time we in the church have tried to do things.
Para atraer a la gente.
In order to attract people.
Eso hice yo por mucho tiempo.
I did this for a long time.
Si vamos a hablar de evangelismo tradicional,
if we're going to speak about traditional evangelization,
yo les tengo que decir que probé todo.
I need to tell you folks right now that I tried everything.
Y cuando me faltó, lo inventé.
And when something didn't work for me, I invented something else.
Pero con todo eso, yo veía que no habían resultados.
But regardless of all of these things, I saw that there simply weren't any results.
Entonces fue que me asaltó la preocupación.
And that's when worry began to strike me. Deep concern began to hit me.
Los hermanos primitivos,
the primitive brothers of the first church,
no tenían todos los medios que nosotros tenemos.
Didn't have all of the means and the media that we have.
Pero ellos funcionaron.
Nevertheless, they were able to do the job.
Entonces el problema no está en los medios.
And then the problem is not in our means and methods and resources.
El problema está en nosotros.
The problem is in us.
El Espíritu Santo en estos últimos años,
the Holy Spirit in these last years,
nos ha hecho volver a la sencillez de las Sagradas Escrituras.
Has made us return once again to the simplicity of the sacred scriptures.
Para descubrir los principios que están señalados en ellas.
in order to discover once again the principles that are in them.
En general, muchos grupos han desarrollado distintos métodos de evangelización.
In general, the various groups have developed lots of means of evangelization.
Que si bien han dejado algún fruto,
which have brought a little tiny bit of fruit,
no son los más acertados.
But they're not the best means by any stretch of the imagination.
Hay algunos puntos débiles en esta forma tradicional de hacer la evangelización.
There are some very weak points in the traditional sort of form of evangelization.
Primero,
first,
el trabajo es demasiado impersonal.
The work, our efforts are just too impersonal.
Y esto le gusta a la gente.
And this the people like.
Si usted le dice a los hermanos, hay que evangelizar.
I say to the brothers, you've got to evangelize.
Él dice, bueno, yo quiero ir a evangelizar al otro barrio.
And the brother says to me, well, I'd like to go and evangelize in another neighborhood over here.
Es más fácil.
It's easier.
Porque no me conocen.
Because they don't know me over there.
Voy a repartir un folleto.
I am going to distribute some literature.
Así no tengo que hablar mucho.
I won't have to talk very much that way.
Es muy impersonal.
It's very impersonal.
Otra cosa.
Another thing.
El evangelismo ha dependido de hombres muy hábiles.
Evangelization has depended upon kind of skillful men, in the natural sense of skillful.
Que se han hecho especialistas.
They've made themselves specialists in evangelization.
Y eso concentró este tipo de trabajo en ciertas personas.
And so the evangelization was simply concentrated in certain specialists.
Así que la iglesia se acostumbró a que, bueno, vamos a hacer evangelismo, llamamos a un especialista.
And so the church got accustomed, well, we're going to have an evangelistic campaign, let's call so-and-so to come in.
¿Cuál es el mejor especialista?
Who is the best specialist for this task?
La tercera cosa.
Third thing.
Es poco eficaz en la formación de nuevos líderes.
This is not very helpful when we're talking about bringing up new leaders.
No se forma líderes.
Leaders aren't formed that way.
Solamente algunas cositas aprenden los hermanos.
The brothers only learn a few little things extraneously.
Las cuatro leyes espirituales.
The four spiritual laws.
Y algunas otras cositas.
And some few other little things.
Y no hay más.
Nothing more.
Cuarto.
Four.
No permite o no promueve la participación de todos los miembros del cuerpo.
All of the members of the body this way are not really moved and stimulated to be doing something.
Entonces, no hay desarrollo.
And so there's really no development.
Vamos a tener siempre una iglesia de infantes.
So this way, we're always going to be stuck with a church full of immature kids.
Que están siempre topándose.
Which are always bumping into each other.
Entonces, todo esto nos llama a volver a los principios sencillos.
And so all of this that I've outlined forces us to come back to biblical principles.
El Señor ha tenido que tocar nuestra teología.
The Lord has had to touch us in our theology.
Y todavía tiene que removerlo un poco más.
And he's still got to shake us some more.
Porque habíamos hecho nuestra teología.
Because we have really developed our own theology, to tell the truth.
Pero el Espíritu Santo nos está metiendo en el espíritu de la palabra.
But the Holy Spirit now, thanks to God, is bringing us into the very spirit of the Word.
Una cosa muy primaria y fundamental que habíamos olvidado.
A very fundamental thing which we had forgotten.
Esto ustedes lo saben.
You know full well.
Presentábamos a Cristo como Salvador.
We would present Jesus as Savior.
Pero solo eso.
But only as that.
Un evangelio pobre.
A very poor evangel, to say the least.
Y fíjense ustedes que esta forma de presentación,
and you should pay a note that this type of presentation,
ha sido un factor debilitante de la iglesia,
has been really a debilitating factor in the church.
En Colosenses capítulo 2,
in Colossians chapter 2,
Versículo 5 al 7.
Verses 5 to 6. 5 to 7. Colossenses 2, 5 al 7. Okay. Colossians 2, 5 through 7. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the spirit, joining, beholding your order, in the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving.
Aquí Pablo está sentando un principio muy importante.
Here Paul is establishing a very important principle.
Yo estoy contento de ver vuestro orden y firmeza en la fe en Cristo.
I'm very content when I see your order and a firmness in Christ.
Y aquí Pablo dice algo muy significativo.
And here Paul says something very significant.
De la manera que habéis recibido al Señor Jesucristo, andad en él.
In the same way that you've received Christ, you should continue walking in him.
¿Podemos nosotros decirle a nuestra gente lo mismo?
Could we say to our people the same thing, in the same way you've received Christ, walk in him?
Es una cosa muy importante.
It's a very important thing.
Yo creo que de la manera que la gente recibe el evangelio,
I think the way in which people receive the message of the gospel,
así va a andar.
They're going to walk that way.
Y por eso tenemos una iglesia en este tiempo que es flaca.
And for this reason we have a church in this day and age that's very weak.
La gente ha recibido un evangelio muy debilitado.
The people have received a gospel which has been very watered down.
Han recibido un salvador.
They've received a savior.
Que les salva de esto, de lo otro, de lo otro.
Which saves them of a few things.
Y cuando no les salva de aquella cosa.
And when he doesn't save them of such and such a thing.
Entonces se enoja.
They get mad.
La teología del reino de Dios.
The theology of the kingdom of God.
Es lo que puede dar centralidad al evangelio.
Is that which is able to give centrality to the good news.
Porque Jesús vino predicando el evangelio del reino.
Because Jesus came preaching the evangel of the kingdom.
Y la buena noticia era que el reino había llegado.
And the good news was that the kingdom had arrived.
Y eso era lo básico en el evangelio que Cristo venía trayendo.
And this was basic to the gospel that Jesus brought.
Ahora esto se extravió en la iglesia.
Now this got misused in the church. It got off the tracks as far as the church was concerned.
Pero el Espíritu Santo está recuperando este gran valor.
But the Spirit of the living God is now bringing this back. It's being recuperated now for the church.
Ahora esta forma de presentación de Jesucristo como Señor.
Now, this form of presenting Christ as the Lord
es el motor para un evangelismo eficaz.
Is the very vehicle for the efficacious presentation of the gospel.
El dinamismo,
the dynamism,
crecimiento,
growth,
y desarrollo de la iglesia,
and development of the church,
tienen que ver con esta forma de presentación.
Have to do with this form of presenting the gospel, that is, with Jesus as the Lord.
Cuando yo recomenzaba hace 12 años atrás.
When I was beginning again, some, ¿cuántos años atrás?
12.
Some 12 years ago.
En estos principios del reino de Dios.
In these beginnings of the kingdom of God.
Ya les dije que me quedé con 20 personas.
I already told you that I ended up with 20 people.
Y la pregunta mía de repente era,
and my question was,
Señor, ¿dará resultado todo esto?
How will this all turn out, Lord?
Y el Señor me decía que sí.
The Lord said it'll turn out all right.
Si dio resultado conmigo, tiene que dar contigo.
If it worked for me, it's going to work for you.
Yo concentré mi vida y la vacié en unos pocos para ganar al mundo.
I emptied my life out and gave my life for a few people.
Pero nosotros hemos querido ganar al mundo y nos hemos quedado con unos pocos.
But we have, and we set out to win the world and we ended up with just a few.
Pero él vació su vida en unos pocos.
But he himself emptied his life, poured his life out for just a few.
Y esto me llamó la atención.
And this got my attention.
Jesús no estaba tan preocupado de ir por aquí, por allá y hacer muchas cosas.
Jesus wasn't so concerned about going hither, thither and yon doing many things.
Él estaba concentrado en un grupo pequeño de hombres.
He concentrated himself on a small group of men.
Y yo me pregunté por qué.
And I asked myself why.
¿Tiene eso trascendencia?
Is this really transcendental?
Y Jesús antes de irse,
and Jesus before going,
le habla a ese pequeño grupo,
speaks to this little group,
y le dice algo que es una locura,
and says something that's really crazy.
Vayan por todo el mundo.
Go to all of the world. This.
Mi depósito.
My deposit.
Pero un día entendí.
But one day I understood what that all meant.
Él estaba vaciando su vida en otros hombres.
He himself was emptying his own life into other men.
Estaba depositando todo lo que él tenía en otros.
He was depositing everything that he had into other people.
Y estoy seguro que el Señor va a guardar ese depósito.
And I am sure that my God is going to guard this deposit which I have made.
Es la garantía para la trascendencia del Evangelio.
And it is the guarantee for the continuation, the transcendentalness of the gospel.
Entonces tenemos que pensar.
And then we have to think.
El Señor nos ha puesto a nosotros.
God has placed us.
Para que vayamos y llevemos fruto.
So that we have fruit which remains.
Y el fruto permanezca.
So that we have fruit which remains.
Él no nos ha puesto para hacer muchas cosas.
He hasn't put us here to do just a lot of things.
Sino nos ha puesto primero para ser.
He has put us here to be something.
Eso es trascendente.
This is transcendental.
Cuando yo entendí esto,
when I understood this,
entonces comencé a hacer lo siguiente.
Then I began to do the following thing.
Tal vez era muy simple al principio.
Perhaps it was quite a simple thing at the beginning.
Tomé un grupo de hombres.
I took a group of men.
Y los llevé a mi casa.
I took them to my house.
¿Cómo ustedes están viviendo?
How are you living?
¿Cómo tratan a su esposa?
How do you treat your wife?
¿Cómo es la relación con sus hijos?
What's your relationship like with your children?
Y yo quería que ellos vieran un poco de lo que yo estaba haciendo.
And I wanted them to see a little bit of what I was doing in my house.
Siempre habíamos dicho lo siguiente.
We had always said the following.
No me mire a mí.
Don't look at me.
Mire a Cristo.
Look at Christ.
Es fácil.
It's much easier that way.
Pero cuando un discípulo le preguntó a Jesús.
But when a disciple asked Jesus.
Señor, muéstranos al Padre y nos basta.
Just show us the Father and we'll be satisfied.
Y él le dijo, tanto tiempo estoy con ustedes.
And he said, have I been with you folks
no
so long
conocido.
That you don't really know me?
Por ahí alguien dice, ¿dónde está tu Dios?
Where's your God?
¿Y qué respondemos?
What do we respond when somebody asks that?
Tenemos base para responder eso.
We have a basis for responding to this.
Podríamos decir, tanto tiempo me has visto a mí.
Have you looked at me for such a long time and been with me?
Es algo muy serio.
Ajá, it's pretty serious, right?
Somos la representación de Jesús.
We're the representatives of Jesus.
Embajadores en nombre de Cristo.
Ambassadors in the name of Christ.
Por eso debemos tener la calidad de representación.
So we ought to have that quality of representation.
Por eso Jesús dijo, vayan y hagan discípulos.
For that reason, Jesus said, you go out and make disciples.
Él no dijo, vayan y hagan muchas reuniones.
He didn't say, go and have a lot of meetings.
Vayan y hagan discípulos.
Go and make disciples, he said.
Es fácil predicar 100 sermones.
It's easy to preach certain sermons.
Pero cuesta más hacer un discípulo.
But it costs to make a disciple.
Pero eso es más trascendente.
But it's more transcendental.
Cuando yo empecé a trabajar haciendo discípulos,
when I began to work making disciples,
Me parecía un trabajo muy difícil.
Oh, it seemed like a tough job to me.
Yo decía, ¿cuándo se termina esto?
And I said, when is this all going to be over with?
Pero fue importante.
But it was important.
Porque me di cuenta que después de un año,
I realized after a year,
empezó a venir la trascendencia.
Then the transcendentalness began to show itself.
¿Saben ustedes que no va a haber trascendencia?
You know that there won't be any transcendentalness.
Si no hay vida.
If there's no life.
Si la vida de Cristo no ha tomado su forma en nosotros,
if the life of Christ hasn't been formed in us,
no va a haber trascendencia.
There won't be any.
Por más que gritemos y hagamos cualquier cosa.
It doesn't make any difference how much we cry, how many things we do.
Entonces yo me fijé en algunos detalles.
Then I fixed my, so then I began to pay attention to certain details.
Yo enseñé a las familias a vivir al estilo de Jesús.
I began to teach my family how to live the life of Christ.
Y ustedes saben que toda la vida está compuesta por detalles.
You know that all of life is composed of details.
Teníamos gente que sus hijos no estaban ya en la iglesia.
We had people whose children weren't in church, frankly.
Porque se habían desanimado.
Because they'd grown discouraged.
Ellos veían dualidad en la vida de sus padres.
They saw the duality in the lives of their parents.
Así que hay un hermano de edad ya.
So there's a brother of a certain age now.
Y él casi todos sus hijos estaban fuera de la iglesia.
And unfortunately most of his children are outside of the church.
Así que comencé a enseñarle.
But I began to teach him.
¿Cómo tratas a tu esposa?
How do you deal with your wife?
Bueno, yo la quiero.
I love her.
No te estoy preguntando eso. ¿Cómo la tratas?
I didn't ask you this. How do you treat her?
Cuando sales de tu casa, ¿cómo haces?
What do you do when you leave home?
Le digo chao.
I say bye.
Yo le dije, vas a tener que cambiar tu actitud.
I said, you're going to have to change your attitude.
Lo que tú haces, eso trasciende a tu familia.
What you do is an example to your family.
Ahora, tienes que comenzar a ser más amoroso.
So you've got to begin to be a little bit more loving than that.
Antes de salir, vas a darle un beso.
Before leaving, you ought to give her a kiss.
Eso no está en la Biblia.
Well, that's not in the Bible.
Pero es parte de la formación.
But it's part of your teaching.
Y entonces él comenzó a hacerlo.
Then he began to do it obediently.
Los hijos comenzaron a ver que entre ellos había algo diferente.
And the children began to see that between husband and wife there was something different.
Comenzó a trascender el amor de Cristo entre ellos.
The love of Christ began to transcend.
Entonces ellos dijeron, ahora creemos a Cristo.
And then they said, aha, now we're beginning to believe in Christ.
Y ellos se entregaron al Señor.
And they ended up by giving their lives to the Lord.
Hoy día caminan con el Señor.
And now, today, they walk with Jesus.
Y están guiando a otros.
And they're guiding others.
¿Qué fue lo que transformó a esos chicos?
What was it that really transformed those kids?
La mucha palabra.
A lot of talk?
La vida.
No, life.
Llegó una mujer.
A woman arrived.
Con muchos problemas.
She came to us with a lot of problems.
Su matrimonio estaba partido.
Her marriage was broken.
Hacía 5 años que estaba separada de su marido.
She had been separated for 5 years from her husband.
Se entregó al Señor.
She gave her life to Jesus.
Y la hermana que le estaba orientando,
and the sister who was giving her guidance and teaching,
le dice, tú tienes que tener fe ahora,
said to her, you've got to have some faith now,
que el Señor va a restaurar tu hogar,
that the Lord is going to restore your household,
pero mucho depende de ti,
but a lot depends upon you,
de tu actitud,
depends upon your attitude,
de tu obediencia a Cristo,
it depends on your obedience to Christ.
Así que ella comenzó a vivir una nueva vida.
And so this woman began to live a different life.
Su marido la veía de vez en cuando.
Her husband saw her once in a while.
Y empezó a verla una mujer diferente.
And began to see her as a different woman.
Y diferente.
More different. And more different.
Hasta que un día no aguantó más.
Until one day he couldn't stand it any longer.
Y se acercó a la hermana que le guiaba.
And he came up to the woman who had led his wife to Jesus.
Y le dice, ¿qué has hecho con mi mujer?
And says, what have you done with my wife?
Yo la veo diferente.
I see she's a different person.
Me dan ganas de juntarme otra vez con
ella. I'd like to get back together with her again.
Y hace unos tres meses atrás.
And some 3 months ago.
Me llamaron a mí.
They called me.
Para que les bendijera el matrimonio.
So that I could bless their marriage.
Él todavía no se había entregado al Señor.
He hadn't yet given himself to Jesus.
Pero aquel día,
but that day,
yo le hablé del Señor.
I spoke to him about the Lord.
Y la importancia del matrimonio.
And the importance of marriage.
¿Para qué me llamaste?
Said, why did you call me?
¿Qué crees tú de la bendición?
What do you think about this blessing I've given?
Esto no es un juego.
This is not a game we're playing.
Esto es algo muy serio.
It's something that's very serious.
Y lo que ahora vamos a hacer,
and what we're going to do now,
no es para un momento.
No, is not something for the moment.
Para toda la vida.
It's for all of life.
Y eso le tocó profundamente.
And this touched him very deeply.
Yo tengo que cambiar.
And he says, I have to change.
Ahora está participando en la comunidad.
And now he's participating in our community.
La vida es la que trasciende.
Life is what has meaning.
Empezamos con 20 personas.
We began with 20 people.
Hoy día son más de 1,000.
And now there are more than 1,000.
No hemos hecho ningún esfuerzo.
We've not made any great effort.
Hemos enseñado a vivir el evangelio a la gente.
We have simply taught people how to live the evangel in the world.
El Señor dijo que teníamos que evangelizar a las naciones.
Jesus said we're going to have to evangelize the nations.
Y a veces nos preocupamos cómo llegar a las naciones.
And we say, how are we going to reach the nations?
Vamos a ir a hablar con el presidente.
Let's go talk to the president.
Jesús dijo algo interesante.
Jesus said something very interesting.
Ustedes son la sal de la tierra.
You're the salt of the earth.
Y la luz del mundo.
And the light of the world.
Eso es algo muy trascendente.
This is something very transcendental.
Jesús trabajó con 12.
Jesus worked with 12.
Y luego tenía a toda Jerusalén revolucionada.
And then he had all of Jerusalem revolutionized.
Porque ese pequeño grupo, luego los 120 en el aposento alto,
and then this small group and later 120 in the upper room,
comenzaron a ser,
began to be,
la base de lo que Dios quería comunicar.
The very basis of what God wanted to communicate.
Y ellos no se desesperaron.
And they didn't get desperate.
Ellos vivían.
They simply lived.
Simplemente vivían.
Simply lived.
Pedro y Juan van a salir de la casa.
Peter and John are going to leave the house.
Y tienen la siguiente conversación.
And they have the following conversation.
Juan, ¿qué te parece si hoy día hacemos una sanidad?
John, what do you say today we have a healing?
Para que ocurra algo aquí en Jerusalén.
So that something will happen here in Jerusalem.
No.
No, no.
Ellos salieron.
They simply left.
Normalmente.
Normally.
Van a orar.
Let's go and pray.
No hay problema.
There's no problem.
Van caminando hacia la Puerta La Hermosa.
They go walking along to the Gate Beautiful.
Pero ese día.
But that very day.
A esa hora.
At that very hour.
En ese momento.
In that very moment.
El Espíritu Santo habla.
The Spirit of the Living God speaks.
Es hora de sanar a ese cojo.
And says to them, it's time to heal that crippled fellow.
Así que ellos, por primera vez, por muchos días, habían visto ese cojo.
Why, they had seen this crippled fellow many days, but for the first time they really fixed their eyes on him.
Pero por primera vez prestan atención a lo que él dice.
And they listen to what the Spirit says, and they listen to what the crippled man says.
Él pedía limosna.
And what the crippled man was asking was for alms.
Así que Pedro dice, no tengo plata ni oro.
And so Peter says, well, look, fellow, I don't have any silver or gold.
Pero tengo algo mejor.
But I have something better.
Levántate y anda.
You just get up and walk.
Pedro y Juan no tuvieron mucho tiempo de celebrar esa sanidad.
Peter and John didn't really have a lot of time to celebrate this healing.
Porque fueron a parar ante las autoridades.
Because they ended up before the authorities.
Pero una cosa resultó.
But another thing occurred.
100 fueron salvados.
100 were saved.
Otra vez.
Again.
La vida de Cristo.
The life of Christ.
No se programa.
Not a program.
Sucede.
It just happens.
Solo tenemos que estar atentos.
We simply have to be attentive.
Hemos gastado tanta fuerza.
We have spent so much strength.
Tantas energías.
So much energy.
Tanto dinero.
So much money.
En activismo.
In activism.
Y la vida no ha estado presente.
And the life hasn't been present.
Pero cuando la vida comienza a hacer su aparición,
but when life begins to appear,
todo se hace diferente.
Everything becomes different.
Comienza a haber dinamismo.
We begin to see some dynamism.
Comienza a ver fuerza.
We begin to see strength.
Crecimiento.
Growth.
Desarrollo en las vidas.
Development of life.
Al principio la gente venía y me decía, pastor, aquí tengo una persona nueva para que le hable.
At first the people would come to me and said, hey, I've got a fellow here, a new person, I'd like you to talk to him, pastor.
Entonces un día dije yo.
And then one day I said.
¿Tú te arrepentiste?
You repented.
Sí.
Yeah.
Fuiste bautizado.
You're baptized.
Sí.
Yeah.
Recibiste el Espíritu Santo.
You received this Holy Spirit. Yeah.
¿Por qué me traes a mí esa persona?
Why are you bringing this person to me?
Tú puedes comunicarle a Cristo.
You can communicate to him about Christ and lead him to Christ.
Right. Así que declaré.
I declared that.
No acepto a nadie más.
I'm not accepting anybody else coming to me that way.
Que me traiga alguien para hablarle de Cristo.
Don't ever bring anybody to me to talk to him about Christ.
Y todos se miraron asustados.
Everybody looked around kind of shocked.
Es tiempo de que ustedes hagan la obra.
It's time for you to do the work.
Y hice otro desafío.
And I made another challenge to him.
No quiero que traigan a nadie a las reuniones de la iglesia.
I don't want you to bring anybody to the church meetings.
Que no conozca a Cristo.
Who doesn't know Christ.
Estuvimos acostumbrados a traer la gente.
We were just accustomed to bringing in the people.
Que se entreguen al Señor en las reuniones.
So that in the meetings they could give their lives to Jesus.
No, Señor.
No, Señor. No.
Ustedes son los agentes comunicantes.
You're the agents of communication.
Si ustedes traen al culto a alguien que no conoce a Cristo,
if you bring somebody to church who doesn't know Jesus,
esa persona no sabe qué hacer.
This person really doesn't know what to do.
Está viendo algunos alabar a Dios.
He's seeing people praise God.
Dios mira asustado.
And he looks, wow, what's going on here? He doesn't know what's happening.
Así que le dije lo siguiente.
So I said the following thing.
Ustedes, si quieren traer a alguien,
if you want to bring someone,
deben traerlo convertido.
You ought to bring him having already converted him.
¿Y dónde y cómo?
Well, how?
¿En la calle?
Where? In the street?
¿O en su casa?
Or in his house?
¿O en su trabajo?
Or at work?
No sé dónde, pero ustedes...
I don't know where.
Y comenzó a suceder.
And it began to happen.
Nunca más nadie trajo a alguien.
They didn't bring anybody after that that didn't know Jesus.
Los llevan a su casa.
They took them to their house.
O en la calle.
Or in the street.
Allí ocurre el milagro de la salvación.
And there would occur the miracle of salvation.
Pero eso es desafiante.
But that's really challenging, right?
Porque apunta a la mente.
Comes down to us.
Si las personas no viven en el reino de Dios,
if people don't live in the kingdom of God,
es muy difícil que puedan llevar la vida de Cristo.
It's very difficult for them to carry the life of Christ outward.
Es muy difícil que trascienda el evangelio.
It's very difficult for them to really present the true gospel.
Pero si eso sucede,
but if this happens,
es fácil evangelizar.
It's easy to evangelize.
Porque hay algo que está vivo.
Because there's something that's alive.
Es solo abrir la boca.
When you just open your mouth, something comes out that's alive to transmit, to communicate.
Un último ejemplo.
One last example.
Tenemos varios muchachos que vinieron de las drogas.
We have some kids who came off of drugs.
Y uno de estos muchachos,
one of these boys,
era muy desordenado.
He was a very undisciplined chap.
Como es típico en ellos.
As typical in such people.
Él se levantaba a las 10 de la mañana.
He got up at 10 in the morning.
Salía de su casa.
He'd leave his house.
No regresaba hasta la noche.
He wouldn't return until late at night.
Drogado.
Or he would come in all with drugs.
Sus padres ya se habían acostumbrado a ese tipo de vida.
His parents had just grown accustomed to his careless type of life.
Él llegó en un grupo de unos 10.
He arrived in a group of 10.
Estos 10 llegaron con el cabello largo.
He came with in those days they wore long hair.
Con la ropa sucia.
With dirty clothes.
Bien desordenados.
Very disorderly.
Cuando aparecieron en medio de la comunidad,
when they appeared in the midst of the community,
los hermanos dijeron, hay que decirle que se corten el cabello.
The brothers began to say, we should tell them to cut their hair.
Que se cambien ropa.
That they change their clothes.
Yo dije, no vamos a decirle nada.
I said, we're not going to tell them anything.
Vamos a esperar que Cristo trascienda en su vida.
We're going to wait until Christ begins to have an effect on their lives.
Vamos a comunicarle fe y a Cristo.
We're going to communicate to them faith in Jesus.
Después de algunos días,
after some days,
ellos habían cortado el cabello.
They had cut their hair.
Habían cambiado su ropa.
They had changed their clothes.
Y eran nuevos.
And were new.
Entonces este muchacho,
and then this very boy I've been talking about,
empezó a ser formado.
He began to come under teaching.
Y el hermano que lo guiaba le dijo,
and the brother who was giving guidance to him said to him,
¿a qué hora te levantas a la mañana?
What time do you get up in the morning?
A las 10.
About 10.
¿Qué haces?
What do you do?
¿Estudias?
Do you study?
No.
No.
¿Trabajas?
You work?
No.
No.
Vas a comenzar a buscar un trabajo.
You're going to have to look for a job.
Y mientras eso sucede,
and while this is happening,
te vas a levantar temprano.
You're going to get up early.
Vas a ayudar en tu casa.
You're going to help around the house.
A asear la casa.
You're going to clean the house.
O hacer otra cosa en el jardín o en
cualquier... or work in the garden or something.
¿Y el hijo está bien?
And he said, okay.
Y empezó a hacerlo.
And he began to do it.
Y su madre el primer día quedó asustada.
And his mother the first day was shocked.
Pensó que estaba loco.
She thought he was crazy.
Y el segundo día.
And the second day.
Y el tercer día.
And the third day.
Y no aguantó más.
And she couldn't stand it any longer.
¿Qué pasa contigo?
And she says, what's wrong with you?
Él fue enseñado a no hablar nada.
He was taught not to say anything.
Eso enseñamos a los hermanos.
This is what we teach.
Porque algunos tienen la tendencia que cuando reciben a Cristo,
because some have the tendency that the very first time they receive Jesus,
van y hablan en su casa, ha recibido a Cristo.
They go to their homes and they get to their parents and say, you better receive Jesus right away.
Y la familia no quiere saber nada.
And the family is turned off completely.
Así que callen la boca.
So we say, be quiet for a while.
Y comiencen a mostrar algo diferente.
And begin to demonstrate something different about yourself.
Así que este muchacho lo hizo.
And so this boy did it.
Y la madre preguntó,
and the mother asked,
¿qué pasa contigo?
What's going on with you?
Mi vida le pertenece a Cristo.
And he said, my life belongs to Jesus.
Y todo lo que hago,
everything I do,
lo hago para él.
I do for him.
Él me enseñó a amarles a ustedes.
He has taught me how to love you.
Y lo estoy mostrando ahora.
And I'm demonstrating that right now.
Y la madre dice, yo quiero conocer a ese Cristo.
Mother said, I want to know him too.
Hay muchos casos.
There are many cases.
Es la vida de Cristo.
It's the life of Jesus.
como líderes, hermanos,
as leaders, brothers,
tenemos que saber que esto es sumamente importante.
We have to know that this is the important thing.
Primero nosotros.
First us.
Y después nuestros hermanos.
And afterwards, our brothers.
Que Dios les bendiga.
May God bless you.
Amen.